You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In his message to faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square this Sunday before the recitation of the midday Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict XVI recalled the Italian Church's marking of the Day for Life. He said euthanasia is a false solution to suffering and that the real answer is to testify to the love that helps us face pain and agony in a humane way.
Che l'eutanasia è una falsa soluzione al dramma della sofferenza, una soluzione non degna dell'uomo.
Reflecting on this Sunday's Gospel, drawn from the Gospel according to St. Mark, Pope Benedict noted that Christ died on the cross for love, and in doing so, he gave meaning to all human suffering. The Pope said that no tear from those who suffer and those who are with them in their suffering is lost before God.
In today's Gospel, Jesus reveals his divine authority in his teaching and his work of healing. Let us ask the Lord to open our minds even more fully to his saving truth and our hearts to his merciful and gracious love.
Among those present in St. Peter's Square to hear the Pope's Sunday message was Tommy Wilmitis, a student from the Archdiocese of Santa Fe, New Mexico, in the United States of America.
In any time of suffering for the human, we especially as Christians, can join our suffering with those of our Lord Jesus, who suffered on the cross and continues through his salvific action to, in fact, suffer through humanity. So our suffering, when joined with our Lord's, can be, in fact, redemptive. So we aren't alone. Of course, this probably being the greatest fear in any suffering, that we have to suffer it alone. We aren't, in fact, alone, but rather with Jesus.
Following the midday prayer, Pope Benedict XVI's thoughts then turn to tomorrow's celebration of the World Day for Consecrated Life.
Invito tutti a ringraziare il Signore per il prezioso dono di questi fratelli e sorelle.
Speaking to all religious around the world, and in particular to those gathered here in Rome, he invited them to St. Peter's Basilica Monday for a special Mass celebrating their vocations. He also invited the faithful worldwide to pray to God that vocations may flourish within the Universal Church.
Upon you and your families, I cordially invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.